بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. So today we're covering قيام. When someone comes and you stand for them. So there's an اختلاف in this amongst the ulama. Some ulama say it's jais to stand for somebody when they come out of respect, and some say that it's not jais. The ones that say it's jais, they use a hadith of Sa'd radiallahu anhu, when he came and he told Banu Qurayza, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Banu Qurayza, قُومُوا إِلَى سَيِّدِكُمْ, that stand for your master, for your chief. And the other ones that say, that are against it, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told them to stand because Sa'd radiallahu anhu was injured. And when he came on the donkey, they told him to stand and help him up. So one thing is that when there is an ikhtilaf in amongst ulama and mu'tabar ulama, not just anybody that's off on internet or whatever, when there's an ikhtilaf amongst proper scholars, then we shouldn't make a big deal about it. That if I believe something or one scholar believes something, then we look at the other person and say, no, you shouldn't be doing this. But if there's a legitimate ikhtilaf, then we should not make any contention if it goes against what we think. So if there's a legitimate ikhtilaf in anything in our deen. So the hadith that I wanted to read was from Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu. He narrates that قَالَ لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ بَنُو قُرَيْذَا عَلَى حُكْمِ سَعْدٍ, when Banu Qurayza, they agreed on the hukum of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent someone to him. بَعَثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ قَرِيبًا مِّنْهُ فَجَاءَ عَلَى حِمَارٍ, so he came on a donkey. فَلَمَّا دَنَا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِلْأَنصَارِ قُومُوا إِلَى سَيِّدِكُمْ, so when Sa'd radiallahu anhu came, he told Banu Qurayza that stand to your master, for your chief. So this is the hadith that the ulama use, both of the ulama, the sides of the ulama, they use on this. Now what the story is that Banu Qurayza was a clan at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with a battle of trenches, battle of Khandaq, what happened was that they were allies of the Muslims. But then they went against the Muslims and they broke their ahad, they broke their contract that they had, the treaty that they had. So they went against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they went against the Muslims. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of breaking this, he declared war on them and he went to them, and then they locked themselves up in a fort for about 25 days. And then when they couldn't handle it anymore, they agreed on one thing. They said, we'll come out if Sa'd radiallahu anhu makes our decision for us. And he was a chief of Banu Aus, the clan of Aus. And he was from amongst those that were allies. So they thought that he would make a favorable decision for them. And so then when he came, this is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. And so the ulama that say that it's jais to stand for someone, they say he was a respectable person, an honorable person, so you can stand for somebody like that. And the end conclusion is this, that if you are going to stand for somebody, then you have to look at the person you're standing for. You can stand out of respect for someone of knowledge or who someone is elder, and you respect that person. And it's makruh to stand for that individual who desires for you to stand for them. So you shouldn't, that he wants somebody to stand for him, you shouldn't stand for that person, because that person really doesn't deserve that. Stand for that person that is a respectable, honorable person, knowledgeable, has ilm. You can stand for that person. And it is extremely makruh, that if you stand for a person of the worldly oriented person, that is after the world, that doesn't see the deen as, doesn't respect the deen, doesn't respect the ilm and Islam at all. So that's the conclusion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon what we have heard. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.